I hope all of you are doing well, feeling well, etc. And we want to finish off the topic of Ola if we can today. Tomorrow we'll try to keep, I'll let you know if there's a change. We'll try to keep for 2 o'clock. Is that good for tomorrow, or is it preferable to do earlier?
That's
any
great.
Thoughts? What's that?
Better.
What's better?
Later is definitely better.
Okay. So let's keep it at 2 o'clock. Okay. If there's a change, just let me know. If we don't finish up Ola, I may want to make a few hashgafic comments about Ola tomorrow. And I also want to try to, you know, continue what we were talking about last week a little bit. So that'll be for tomorrow. For today, I want to try to get through most of what was left of the Mar Mekomos on Ola. As you can see, it's a very massive topic. And it's one which also introduces a bit of an introduction to the different karbanos. So in that respect, it's also, helpful. It's like an entry point a little bit into, not kudshim the avodos, but kudshim the karbanos. And we'll talk a little bit about that today as well. So what we've been discussing, based on our Gemara Daf Hey in Chulin, is the question whether or not the Ritzui of Ola is different than the Kapara of Chatas. And today we'll speak a little bit more about Asham as well. And especially, if that is the case, whether that is a quantitative difference or a qualitative difference. And what we tried to see is that even in terms of the Psukim, Sefer Mitzvos, some of the Gemaras that we've seen already, as well as, of course, our topic itself, which was Mumar, that the Makoros reflect different perspectives exactly on this issue. And that there are those who think that Ola is completely a Doron, there's either minimal or no Kapara. Maybe there's some sort of Ritsui, maybe it's only Mikufya, not Mikiva. Etc. Or maybe the opportunity provided by the korban in terms of smicha allows for there being some sort of ritsui, but it isn't intrinsically related to the korban. That's one extreme. The other extreme being that just like chatas and asham are mechaper, so v'nirtzo lechaper, so is ola. The difference is in terms of the scope of what it is that it is meratze. But fundamentally, there's no difference between them. And then in between is the question of maybe there's a kiyum as opposed to a chiyuv, or it's not the ikar reason or the mechayev of the korban, but it's definitely a kiyum, the korban, or and even more, the idea that ritsui is about ritsui hagavra and kapara is about neutralizing the maisa avera. And that, of course, has all sorts of consequences. In some cases, the discussion in the sugyas or the Rishonim is a discussion about this question, namely, how does it all works? In other cases, the discussion is really about which dinim depend on the Machayev, which dinim depend on Kaparas Hagavra, which dinim depend on the Maisa Avera being neutralized, etc. So I'd like to do today, to finish up the Mar Mekomos that we gave, is to begin just by, since we talked about the evidence from Torah Shebe Ksav, talk about some of the evidence from the Mishnayos and the Gemaras in different places, just to show how the Rishonim themselves navigated, those different perspectives. Okay, so just in terms of Mishnayos and Gemaras, just to make a very quick list, there are a whole series of Makoros that imply basically Ola is not Mechaper. And then equally, and in some cases, even the same Makar, there's a mixed signals, but there certainly are also Makaros that imply that there is Ritsui and that there is Kapara. So I want to just list those quickly, and then I want to analyze, some of them, where, the specifics matter. Yitzhak, I see you there. Okay, so let's begin with the evidence in the beginning of Zvachim, in the first parak of Zvachim, in the Mar Mekomos that we gave, that imply that maybe Ola is not mechaper. At least it's not mechaper the same way that chatas and asham is mechaper. For example,
which Yitzchak is Rabbi referring to?
What's that?
Is Rabbi referring to me? Not Yitzchak Weiss.
Okay, yeah, of course. Yeah. So what do you have in the beginning of Zvachin that implies one or another? I'm saying, in other words, you need to, as we know, we always need to, we're interested in where the various approaches come, what's the main makoros that they're citing, but even more so, as typical, the makoros that imply the opposite need to be dealt with, and that can produce very important chidushim, or, you know, can establish the contours, you know, how far we go with these ideas. Examining the conflicting evidence isn't just about, you know, reinforcing which positions are the mainstream ones. It's also about that. But it's also about understanding more deeply, right, the parameters of the different shitas. So that's one of the things we want to look at. Just so let's go quickly through some of the evidence. What about the beginning of Zvachim, Yitzchak? Yitzchak? Did I lose him? I have him visually.
No, there's the Gemara Dav Zion, or?
Well, we'll get to that soon. What about the Mishnah Dav Beis?
Okay, I'm trying to pull it up.
Right, the Mishnah Dav Beis speaks about the problem of Lishma. I'm going to go through some of this quickly because I want to make sure we...
Call Zvachim Shnizbechush, call Lishman Kshirim, Ela Shlo Olu Lebadim Shem Chova, Chutz Bina Pesach Ve'achatas, HaPesach Bezmana Ve'achatas B'chozman, Liazi Omer Af Ha'ashem, HaPesach Bezmana Ve'achatas Ve'ashem B'chozman, Omer B'liazer, HaChatas Ba'a Al-Achid, Ve'ashem Ba'a Al-Achid, Ma'achatas B'sula Shlo Lishma, Af Ha'ashem Pasul Shlo Lishma.
Okay, you can stop there. So what do you make of, why is that an important makar?
It brings Asham into the picture.
Exactly. In other words, the Mishnah is distinguishing between the requirement of Lishma being Ma'akev in Chatos and in Pesach more so than other Karbanos. And that's how we pass, and that's a Tanakama. But Rabbi Eliezer, who in general, by the way, we'll talk about this more, Rabbi Eliezer in general expands the relationship between Asham and Chatos. Based on the psukim in Vayikra, it's like Parshas HaShavua coming up, right? Kachatas ka'asham, that kachatas ka'asham equates chatas and asham. So Rabbi Lezer's position was that Pesach, chatas, and asham all have this requirement of lishma that's ma'akev. Correct, Yitzchak?
Yeah.
Okay, great. But when he describes it, right, he explains why wouldn't you equate asham and chatas? After all, what's the key line?
They both become because of a sin.
Yeah, right. Machatas ba alachet, ha'asham ba alachet, machatas psula shelo lishma, ha'asham pasul shelo lishma. What, of course, by implication, is significant?
It does not say ola.
Correct. The omission of ola is striking, even deafening. Right, it basically says that an ola obviously is not ba alachet in the same way that chatas and asham is. Right?
Right.
Okay. And the Gemara later on, do you see the Gemara Dafayim and Aleph?
I'm not sure. I see it here. I didn't see it inside, but I have it.
Okay. Well, Liam, you saw it?
Yes.
Okay. So there's just a line in the Gemara. Again, I want to go quickly because I want to make sure that we get all this in quickly.
It's fine.
The Gemara there is talking about what? The Gemara there is talking about a case where even though Lishma is not Ma'akev in all Karbanos, to the being posel, it does destroy the Ritzui. That's Lo Ola Labailim L'Shem Chova. The other Karbanos, Shalom Lishmar, Lo Ola Labailim L'Shem Chova. So the Gemara here wants to know whether or not if Ola Shalol Lishma is Lo Ola Labailim L'Shem Chova, right? What about Asham? Not according to Rabbi Eliezer, according to the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, Asham and Ola both right, are not ma'akev. We now have raya from Motzis Vasecha Tishmar that Ola, there is an ikuv on the ritzu. No, there isn't ikuv on the karban. And the Gemara wants to know, what about Asham? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, on Rabaya.
Just a heads up, my Wi-Fi connection, Rabbi, isn't so good. If I cut out, that's why.
What's that?
My interconnection isn't amazing. So if I cut out, Rabbi, that's not maybe why.
Well, no, you're not protesting. It's just that you need better internet.
The benefits and drawbacks of online learning, I guess, Rabbi.
Right.
I'm Rabbi.
We look forward to it being a dim memory.
Amen. Amar Rabbi, Asham Demirtzi Lo Matz Amars, Kavachomer Ola, Ma Ola Sheinem Chaperes Einem Ratze, Asham Shemachaper Einem Din Sheinem Ratze.
Yeah. Then the Gemara answers Ma Ola Shekein Kalil. But the key line, you're right. No, the Amir did great. So what's the key line?
The key line we see here is that you see Asham is Maratze, and
it's Einem Chaperes.
Einem Chaperes.
Even though it's Einem Chaperes, it's Einem Maratze when it's Lo Lishma.
Mm-hmm. But an Asham can Mechaper, but not Maratze also.
So it seems Asham, which is Mechaper, certainly should not be Maratze Lo Lishma. Yeah. By the way, in the language of Mechaper and Maratze, so close together here, of course, so suggestive of, you know, the Ola language to begin with, right?
Yeah.
So again, this Gemara does seem to contrast Ola with Asham,
mm-hmm.
to suggest that it's not Mechaper. Correct?
Yeah.
Similarly, you have later on, Liam, if you could keep going, you have the Sugya on Daf Yud Bey. You have the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis and Zvachim.
Mm-hmm. You
know, I definitely gave you the Gemara, but there's a Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, which has a view that maybe Ola would also have Lishma, which is Ma'akev.
Let me just find it. Sorry.
Right? Yeah. The Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. And then I want to really more interested in the language of the Gemara on Yud Beis Amud Beis, but.
Mishnah. Hapesa Shachri.
Right? I say the wrong daf.
Hapesa Shachri, Rabbi. Is that the Mishnah?
Second. Lahosid Ben Azai Elaha'ola.
That's on.
That's one of the Aleph
Amudis. Those have been Azay El Ha'ola. Amar Rav Huna, my time would have been Azay. Olahush Isha Reach Nechoach Hashem. He Lishmak Shira, Shalishma Psula.
Yeah.
So Ashunami Sibbehu. So Hola Acher Katoris Imor Murichtiv. Hainami Acher Katoris Imor Murichtiv. So Treuksive. Kabi Ashunami Treuksive. So Ella, Ben Azay Bekabachon Maitila.
So that's the key line.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to show you that both in Mishnayos and in the Gemaras in Zvachim, right, the idea that these are not, that Ola is treated differently than Chatas and Asham, mm-hmm. is taken as a given consistently again and again and again. Right, it's the pattern is unmistakable. Then, if you look later on Mem Vav Amud Beis, Moshe,
hey, what's Moshe?
Yeah. How are you? You have the Mishnah Mem Vav Mem Vav.
Yeah, so it says L'shem Shisha Dvarim. Hazavach nizbach, l'shem zavach, l'shem zovach, l'shem Hashem, l'shem ishim, l'shem reach, l'shem nichoch, v'achatas v'asham, l'shem chet. Amar Yossi, af mishalo hayabliva l'shem echa, mikol yilu kosher, shuts my bezin, she'en machshava halachas, ela achar oved. And Rashi there says, l'shem chet, l'shem chatu, l'shem mevi'alav.
What do I want for this Mishnah?
It sounds like v'achatas v'asham kam l'shem chet, and not an ola.
Correct. Now, these are the six requirements of Lishma, right? Lishem Zeva Zoveach, Hashem, Ishim, Reach, Nichoach. And Chatas and Hashem get a Lishem Chat. Why doesn't Ola get a Lishem Chat? Right? So I'm just trying to show that there is a Then you have the Mishnah on Pei Tesam and Aleph. Moshe, go ahead.
So the Mishnah says, Kol ma kudosh mi chavero, kod mi se chavero. So dam achata is kodim ladam ha'ola, v'nei hu merata.
Here it's actually even interesting because here it doesn't say b'nei shehu mechaper. Right, it sounds like even on the level of Ritzui, there's a difference.
Right.
That's pretty intriguing. What's also interesting is that again, Chatas is kodem laola mepnei shumaratza. What about vis-a-vis Asham?
So says Chatas kodem laasham neshadima nitan shadama nitan ladali karnasayusa.
Yeah. So, but and not because it's more
right.
Maratza. Actually, the Shita Mekubetzes Alatar raises that question. So, how come you don't say because it's because it's more mechaper? Because it's not because Hashem is mechaper too. Why am I? So again, I'm just trying to show that both the language, is taken very seriously, right? So then you get to, I think Yitzhak said before, Yitzhak, we'll get back to you now because I don't want to take it away from you. Right? Would be right. Yeah. So we have Zvachim. What about the Gemara's later on? Zvachim, Zion, and Beis?
Yes.
This is Rava.
Yeah, Amar Rava, Chatas Shachta L'Shem Chatas Kshira. Amadei, sorry, that's Amar.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in a second, but that's already a trickier. First, I'm just trying to get the ones that.
Amar Rava, Ola Shachta Shlo L'Shma Aser Lizrok Damash Shlo L'Shma.
I don't know. Yeah, we can skip that.
I'm
really interested in. Doron, that whole business.
Ah, so Ve'amarava Ola Doron hi Hechidami.
Again, like our Gemara in Chulin, one of the very few Gemaras that calls Ola Doron. Right? Again, calling it a Doron, does that mean that it's not Maratza? It sounds like that's one of the fault lines of this sugya, as we already saw with Ram. We saw this already with Ramban and others, but we'll see that it's clearer in some of the Rishonim today when we finish this up, as we're finishing up. So, Ola Doronhi, right?
Hechidami, Idalekat Shuva, Zemech Hashem Toeva. Idikat Shuva, Hatanya, Avar Amitsus Ase, Vishav, Lozaz Misham Ad Shemokhino.
Right.
What
does it sound like just from that alone? Robbie, what do you think? From that alone, does it sound like?
That there's no possibility for an Ola to be mechaper.
That Ola's not mechaper at all, and that the only thing that's mechaper is tshuva.
Right.
And that all it is a doron. That's what it sounds like. If you think that this Gemara can be squared with the other evidence, then you have to interpret it differently, as we've already seen. Right? But bepashtus alone, this is what it sounds like. Okay, great. Keep going. If you don't mind, Rami, go ahead. Tanya Namahachi.
Sure, 1 second. Yeah, Tanya Namihaki. Yeah. I'm Rabbi Shimon Chata Ad Lama Ba. So Lama Ba Lichaper. So Ela Lama Ba Lifne Ola, or Lama Ba Lifne Ola.
Now we're talking about the order of bringing karbanos.
Right. So, elalama ba lifnei ola leproklit she nichnas. So ritza proklit nichnas doro nacharav.
Yeah. What do you make of that?
So, I mean, yeah, I mean, it sounds like that whatever this is, that it seems like there's only ritzoi here, but the ikar of the korban is really only a doron at the end of the day, and it's not going to be for a kapara.
Yeah, that's a simple pshat. And if you look at Rashi here, although I don't think it's consistent with other Rashis, but Rashi understanding of this line of Rava, it sounds that way too. Look at Rashi, if you don't mind, Rabbi Ola Doron, who?
Sure.
We'll see the other Rashi soon when we talk about Vav in a minute.
Right. I'm just waiting for it to show up in the display. That's all.
Oh, you don't have
Okay. Yeah. So, Ola Doronhu. So, Eno Bar Lechaper Alase Kapara Mamish. Ela Acharshe Kafra Tshuva Alase Hi Ba Lehakabalat Panim Kadam She Sarach Bamelech Veritzeu Al Yedei Praklitin Ukshe Ba Lehakbil Panav Maybe Doron Biado.
So that I almost could not be clearer. Again, this doesn't work so well with some other Rashis, but this is just maybe Rashi's view of Rava, or this line of Rava anyway. But Rashi goes out of Eina bo lechaper al aseka paramamish. What's a mamish? Maybe gives you a little bit of wiggle room, I guess, a little flexibility. But on the whole, Rashi's emphasis certainly is that the kaparas soli al yidei tshuva, right? And that we mean Doron here to the exclusion of Mechaper or Maratze. What the Ramban, you know, did in his Perish Al HaTorah, or others do, or even Rashi himself will do in Davav, as we'll see soon, is not consistent with the line that Rashi's taking right here. Okay?
But just a question on that.
Sure.
Yeah. Couldn't that fit very well with this approach that Ola is mechaper for the Gavra as opposed to particular Averis? He's saying to neutralize the chet itself, you need to do tshuva. But even once you've done that, you still haven't totally rectified your relationship with the Melech, with the Ribon Shalom, and therefore Ola functions in that respect as a Doron.
Well, I do think that that's the best way to read the Gemara, obviously.
Even with Rashi itself, you could read it that way. Because meaning, what's
I don't the know. All I'm saying is, if I didn't want to reconcile the Rashi and above with the Rashi here, or Rashi in other places to Rashi here, then I wouldn't. I think the comfort or the wiggle room, as I said before, is in the word mamish, kapara mamish, which I think is what you're being told on too, right?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, if I wasn't motivated by squaring Rashi a daf earlier, as opposed to something halfway across Shas, then, you know, I wouldn't say it. And I'm trying to be fair-minded, so that's why I'm just saying, if you had this Rashi in isolation, I think that's how you would read it.
But even his point about, like,
the word mamish, and you want to square it with what he says earlier. Although, because we'll see earlier, we'll get to that in just a minute. Yeah.
But even his point about the fact that, like, Adam shesarach b'melech b'ritzo al yedei praklitin, k'shabah hakta panam baby dorim b'yado. He's saying that this gift is not a random gift. It's a gift which is related to the fact that you had ruined your relationship with the Melech beforehand.
Right. But I would say that that's not just Rashi. I would say that that's the Pashtus, the Gemara. But I agree. You know, because the Gemara is saying you have a proclit, you know, and then you have, like, why here? You don't have it in other things. You're not bringing a Doron, you know, all the time for no reason. No, I agree. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just trying to be, I guess, intellectually honest to tell you that I wouldn't, if I didn't try to need to square other evidence and even other evidence in Rashi, then I think the fact that I put it this way, what I will say is the language Eina ba lechaper alase kapara mamish is a strong language. The mamish is wiggle room. The earlier Rashi is further reason, you know, to qualify. But if Rashi wanted to make it easier on us, he didn't have to be so strong about it, is all I'm trying to say. You know, he could have made it clearer that this too is a form of ritzui instead of saying Eina ba lechaper mamish. He could have said Gamze ba lechaper, but betoras. It doesn't change my view of what probably he means in the more global picture, but that's I'm just trying to be objective about it, right? Okay. Anyways, that is
Rosenzweig.
Yeah.
Yeah, in terms of the stacking up the Gemaras that sound like Ola is not a Mechaper.
Yeah.
So there's a Gemara in Bechoros.
Yeah, I'm going to get to it.
Okay.
Mid Chavav?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get that. Right. So then, of course, you have our Gemara, who's Chulin, and that we've discussed already. You have the Mishnah in Yuma.
Okay, what's it like?
Yeah.
So yesterday during the Haftorah, I stumbled upon a pasuk that actually would be a good support for the Rosh in the on the Sifra, stating that Shlamim can be mechaper. I have it right here. It's actually pasuk Yud Zayin in Yecheskel Memhe. It's from the Haftorah yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Hu ya'aseh es achatas ve'es ha'mincha ve'es ha'ola ve'es ha'shlamim lechaper be'ad beis Yisrael. So I thought that was really fascinating, especially like it's a legitimate, I guess, you know, it's nubby, but it's a legitimate source to the Radvaz and the Rush to say that shlamim too, not just ola, but shlamim too can be lechaper.
Right. And again, I would say in the same way, you know, in a Ritzi Gavra kind of a way, but good. Yesh koch, that's very good. Okay. So we have these other Gemaras and so on. Let's mention the two other Makoros very quickly. What is the Mishnah in Erechin on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, which is also quoted by some of the Rishonim I gave you to look at. I'm not sure if I gave you Erechin Chaf Gimel itself. And that is the question of Mimashkinan. I'm sorry, Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. So we say Chai Be Erechin Mimashkinan Osan. Right, erchim are subject to kfiya. Like if you make a commitment through erchim, right? So that is subject to kfiya. And then the Mishnah says, "Chai dechatos v'ashamos, ein mashkina no son. Chai olus u'shlamim mashkina no son." Then the Mishnah says, "Afal pi, right? She'ein miskaper lo ad sheyisratze." So again, the distinction in terms of Mashkinosan is clear in the Mishnah. But what's also fascinating is the language of the Gemara. That's referring to Ola, actually. And Shlamin, right? Shaitan works, you know, for both, right? So we don't know what it means. Ad she yisratzelo, still that works al yedei kfiya. And that's a dialectical Mishnah. We'll get back to the different perushim in just a couple of minutes, but that's a that's an interesting one. The sugya in Bechoros that Binyamin was talking about. Also, the formulation is very good. There you have it, Binyamin. Chavavam and aleph to chavavam and beis. Hatole, have it. Boy, Rabbi Yanai?
Yeah, I have it.
Boy, Rabbi Yanai. This is his Chav Vav Amud Aleph in Bechoros.
Boy, Rabbi Yanai, Hatolish Tzemer Me'ola Tamima Mahu. So, Tolish Miyakuman Deshari, Ela Tzemer Shinislash Me'ola Tamima Mahu.
Yeah.
Okay, the Bechoru Maisu Nami, the Kim of the Lav Lakapara Asu Mashilahu, Kiti Boy Lakha de Ola, Mai, Kavan de Iker Lav Lakapara Asi Mashila, Odilma Kavan de Ola Nami Machapara Ase Lo Mashila. But this,
like the Erechin one, this is a dialectical one, right? Because on the one hand, it's saying, Ikar lav lekapara asi. On the other hand, it's telling you, kiven de la ola nami mechapra, right? Say, la mashila. Again, the whole issue might be a practical question there in terms of mashila. But at the end of the day, the language is suggestive. If you look at Rashi in Bechoros, Rashi says, de ikar lav lekapara asi, ina mevio alakat. Right? It sounds like the mechayiv of the korban is not chet. Then when he wants to explain the other part, kibbutz mechapra say, He says, Ola b'kaperes alasei, k'rabina b'yoma, al ola misvada. That's, of course, the sugya. You wonder whether the emphasis isn't on the vidui part, but hard to know. Rabbeinu Gershom in Bechoros, when he wants to say that Ola is not mevi in alachet, says, kivin delav l'kapara asi, de doron be'almahu mashila. Right, that's another good example where doron is invoked to show that it's not l'kapara, understandably. Okay, so that is one whole group of Makoros. The other group, part of which we just discussed, of course, is the language of the Torah. That's the biggest one. Right? But that we discussed, again, the Nifal and the Lechaper and so on and so forth. The Sifra, the Tosefta, the Gemar and Yoma, etc. But there are also two very important Gemaras and Zvachim that also need to be discussed. So we're going to discuss them in a minute. One is Zvachim Vav Amud Aleph. It's like you made reference to it before. What's that? Let's just get that on the record for the moment. There are two Gemaras. One is Vav Amud Aleph and the other is Zayin Amud Aleph. What's the one in Vav Amud Aleph? Yitzhak?
Yeah, I'm just going back to it. But...
You have it?
That was Rava also, or?
No, is it?
Ibailahu or?
Yeah.
Ibailahu, Aase de la Acher Hafrash Mechapra, Olo Mechapra.
Oh. So what is that? This we'll discuss in just a minute. More for you. But this is a very crucial Gemara. Aase de la Acher Hafrash Mechapra, Olo Mechapra. So this Gemara uses the language actually of Kapara. For Essen, not only reads it, but Kapara, right? Yeah, so this is, I mean, we'll get back to some more in just a second, but clearly, number one, the language of the Gemara is Kapara. The comparison of the Gemara is whether or not the comparison to Chatas, you know, locks it in place as being, dependent on the details of Chatas. And therefore, there's no lachar frasha there. There's no lachar frasha here. Or, since there anyways is a difference in terms of how many, right? Every korban chatas refers only to a single ma'is aveira. Since the assumption is that's not true about ola, so does that open up for other distinctions as well? More specifically, lachar frasha. And of course, what we're going to explain in just a second. That this is maybe one of the crucial Gemaras, where the Gemara is really wondering whether or not this really is a Kapara, or more to the point, whether the Kapara doesn't work in a totally different way. The Ritsui here doesn't work in a way that is very different than the Kapara of Chatas. Maybe that the Kapara of Chatas is based on neutralizing the Maisa Beira, and that's the reason why you have one Avera per Chatas, right? There's no, bundling. There's no like package deal in Kapara if you're trying to neutralize a Ma'is Avera, right? Every Ma'is Avera by definition is discrete. One is a separate breach. Right, if what I'm saying suggests is correct, namely that Ola is about Kapara Sagabra, right? And it's not about the Ma'is Avera. The Ma'is Averas, or whatever they are, lost opportunities, Ma'is Averas that don't trigger their own kapara, but that are still considered a Ma'is Avera. Whatever the case is, these all figure in to undercutting the stature of this individual as an Oved Hashem. Of course you can bundle. Why wouldn't you bundle? Right? You don't have to, as a holistic, you know, flawed religious personality, but if you're addressing that, probably philosophically, you know, you shouldn't be addressing it discreetly. For the same reason you have to address Ma'aseh Averos discreetly, you have to address Chisronos in Kashrus Agavra holistically. That's what I would say. So that's exactly what the Gemara, that's what we're going to try to explain, or I guess we're explaining it now. That's what the Gemara is saying. On the one hand, there surely is a difference between Chatas and Ola when it comes to package, you know, approach or bundling. Question is, does that imply a fundamental enough difference that it'll also allow for, what do you mean? How can you have a carbon, which is mechaper meratzeh, right, on something that you did after the hafrasha? When in chatas, that would be absurd. So the Gemara is saying, for the same reason that it would be absurd to have, right, more than one, you know, ma'aseh avera neutralized by a single carbon. Because the whole point of it is the ma'aseh avera, which is discrete. So for the same reason, you can't have a lot of hafrasha. It's ridiculous. It's just anti-definitional. But if Ola isn't just about, well, there you can package because it's not as specific. Okay. But it's still about the ma'aseh averos, right? So, but does that also figure into the ability to have an Ola effective even l'achar hafrasha? So you could say that the argument is about l'achar hafrasha. Now, how much can you get in through the back door? You know? But I think more likely the question is, if it's still about the ma'aseh averos, it's still largely in the model of chatas, so then we should be, you know, strict, at least about the lachar hafrasha, even though we're not strict about the bundling. But if the bundling shows you a gavra-oriented approach, the lachar hafrasha is still totally fine. Right? Okay, let's keep going for a second.
Toshva, v'samach v'nirtza. Chismicha mechaperes, v'alo in kapar ela bedam, sh'namar ki hadam hu b'nefesh yichaper, ela matam alo v'samach v'nirtza v'chaper, sh'im asa l'smicha shari mitzvah ma'ala v'kasiv ki ilo lo kiper v'chiper.
Yeah. So what does that mean? My lam, v'chiper means asay dekodem afrasha. And lo chiper ase de smicha, davel ase de lachra afrasha. I mean, he's trying to prove that Ola also is limited to things that took place lifnei afrasha. Okay, well, go ahead, Amar Rava,
ase de smicha kamris, shani hasam, the kol kama de lo shachid, ba'amud, v'samach kai. The kol kama de lo shachid, v'samach.
And then the Gemara keeps trying to prove this, etc. We'll get back to this. Just a minute, just for our sake, for the moment, just what is Rashi's view on this Gemara? Just to highlight it with what we talked about before, and especially Natan's suggestion, even within Rashi, which I'm acquiescing, but only, as I said, based on trying to square this Rashi. So what is this Rashi that I'm talking about? So you have the Rashi?
Kevan de Ika Kama Sigav and Mechapra.
Exactly.
Shahari Loch, Kaiva Kasu, Lahavio, Shitichaiva, Kol Asiv Ase, Elodorn Ba'amo.
What's he saying? Again, this is within. This is within the language of the Gemara that talks about it as Kapara.
Yeah, he says, right? That it's not coming for the specific assay that you violated. It's just he still calls it their own ba'ama, even though clearly the Gemara is referring to it as kapara. So we see that that's not necessarily a stira.
Correct. Excellent. And again, that's what I was saying before. It's particularly striking since later on he learns doron bi'alma, ainza kapara mamish. So to put it together and to emphasize the mamish, you know, is, I think, justified. But I wouldn't have said it, you know, or it would have been a longer shot, if not for the fact that Rashi here quotes Doron. Okay. Uksiv v'nirtzalo.
V'nirtzalo malamed sh'nisratze la'kadosh baruch hu alma kulon nischaper.
Yeah, so again, he's interchanging language of Ritsui, Kapara, Doron. Fascinating. Okay? Okay, so this Gemara is very critical. The other Gemara is the one on Zion Amud Aleph. Evan, you have Zion Amud Aleph in front of you. Yeah?
Yes.
Great. What's with Zion Amud Aleph? Very interesting Gemara. Amarava, is that it? No.
Chata Shechata.
Yeah, no, that's Amarava. Again, another Rava.
So Amar Vamarava, Chata Shechata Amisha Mechayev Chatas Psula.
Wait.
No, that's wrong one.
Amarava, Chata Sheshachta L'shem Chatas, Sheira. Shem Ola. Oh, no, you're right. Amar the next one. Amar Rav Chatos Sheshachta. Shemechuyev Chatos Psula. Almisha Mechuyev Ola. You have that one. One down from the two dot.
Amar Rav Chatos Sheshachta Almisha Mechayev Chatot or Psula. Almisha Mechayev Ola Kshera.
What's he talking about? There's something called. Let me just explain. Because again, we're not learning Zvachan here. It may just seem like it for today, but you know, after today, we're back in Chulin. So this is what we call a drive-by, right? A quick foray. But so the idea, the background, of course, is that there are two types of problems of Lishma. One is Lishem the Karban, and the other is Lishem the Bailin. It's called Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailin. Both are ma'akev in Chatas and Pesach, and according to Rabbi Elazar and Asham, and according to Rabbi Zaria, whatever, Nola, right? Either if you your lishma is for the wrong korban or for the wrong bailin. So this is the question. If you do Chatas, Rabbi said, Chatas sheshachta misha mechuyev Chatas. In other words, let's say Ruvain and Shimon, both owe Chatas. And you know, the Kohen brings the Korban for Reuven in the name of Shimon. So since they're both in the same Parsha, because they're both Mechuyev Chatas, right? So then that's considered a Psul Lishma. That's Bimina. The rule is Bimina Machriv, Shalom Bimina Lo Machriv. Meaning things that are just, you know, out of the ballpark, they're not connected at all, they're not Posel either. So in order to be puzzle, there has to be some tziruf. So if you bring a korban for the wrong person, but the other person is somebody who's shaykh to the korban, then that's a chisaru. However, that's why it becomes fascinating. Chata sheshlacht al mishem mechuyev chatos psula. But al mishem mechuyev ola, right? That's ksheira. Why? That's shinu bailim. Achatas Shinu Bailim is Ma'akev. My taima, go ahead, sorry.
My taima, v'kofer a love, v'lo a chavero.
Chavero.
Chavero, doma didod, didei, mechuyov kapara kamosa.
Oh, meaning what? That he's more, meaning if somebody who's chayv and ola and somebody who's chayv achatas are in two different parshias.
Right. And
therefore, it's not considered Shinui Bailim. It just doesn't register.
Doesn't even get to the tziruf issues.
Yeah. So let me ask you the following question. What about, let's say you brought a chatas, l'shem misha mechuyev asham?
So then apparently there would be tziruf, or at least based off
our like
summary, there would.
But it's not clear in the Gemara, but I just want to use it to contrast what we're talking about here, right? Interesting point. Interesting question. Okay. But it sounds like the contrast between Chatas and Ola, in terms of being in the same ballpark, Shinui Bailim, is a stark one. Right? Yeah. I'm guessing the same thing wouldn't be the case in Asham, although it's not explicit in the Gemara. Right? Okay. Amar Rava.
Amar Rava. Chata shechata al mi she'enu mechayev klum psula.
Oh, that's interesting.
She'en lecha adam b'Yisrael she'enu mechayev asei.
What does this Gemara imply?
That this Yiruf would... Right, would always...
In the Parsha of Chatas, that there would be Shinui Bailim.
Right.
So somehow there seems to be a difference between being Mechuyev Ola and being Mechuyev Anasei.
Those aren't the same as implied before.
Right? So that's strange. All the Mepharshim have trouble with that. Again, we're not going to both spend so much time on this. I'll just tell you my quick take. And that is does that imply, I'm certainly going to say this for the Rambam, that there's a difference between, that maybe there are two ways to be Mechuyev and Aseh, one just in general, and one, you know, through Ola? Or through your intention, let's say, to bring an Ola? Or maybe you already brought an Ola? It's interesting. Tosas here assumes that the Hafrasha did not take place yet. Tosas Chata Sheshacht al Misha Mechuyev Ola says, Ukagon Shelo Hafrisha Dayin. The Hafrisha Havale Kal Misha in a Mechuyev Klum. Tosas here assumes, you know, a certain posture about the previous Gemara about La'achar Afrasha. I don't think the Rambam agrees. I'll just tell you b'kitzur. He doesn't say it. If you don't say it, there's no reason to think it, not in this Gemara. But then I think what motivated Tosas was if there's no, like, what's the difference? Okay, so we'll get back to it. It sounds like the Gemara is distinguishing between somebody who's mechuyev or already was mafrish, an ola, as opposed to somebody who has an outstanding asay, and that's enough. We'll see the Rambam change everything about this Gemara. Shein lechadam b'Yisrael, shein mechuyev asay. Good. But that's enough to be considered some sort of a tziruf for Shinui Bailim. Okay. Amar Rava,
Chata Mekaperet Al Chivya Sei
Yikavachomer.
Al Chivya Kritut Mekaperet Al Chivya Sei Lokoshken Lemimra De Bosmine.
What do you make of that? So the Gemara says, this is an amazing Gemara. Right? Can a Chatas be Mekaper on Mitzvah Sasei? The Gemara says, sure, Kavachomer. Not so pasha to us, is it?
No. Who said Ola has any? Who said there is any?
Well, I mean, again, in the hierarchy, clearly Essen are less require less Ritzvin Kapara than Lavin. But in light of everything that we've been saying, Joey, in light of everything we've been saying, is it so obvious that Chatos is Mechaper and Aseh just because it's Mechaper and Lav?
Not at all.
Correct. Why not?
Because the two are entirely different. Presumably, an assay might just require Ritzui.
Correct. Who says everything stands in a hierarchy, right, of Kal and Chamor? If everything is in Kal and Chamor, then if it can be Mechaper the big ones, it can be Mechaper the small ones. But if the whole Yesod is that Chatas neutralizes Maisa Averas, it doesn't mean... Right, that it can address the Gavra issue. Maybe for that you need a Daron. For that you need a Kalil Hashem, something which has a more holistic, you know, character in terms of the way that its Kapara works. So the whole Shakla Vitari of the Gemara is not so Pasha. Even the Gemara itself goes, keep going, just let's just finish off the line. Lememra says the Gemara Debas Minahi. I mean, now you're saying that a chatas can be mechaper and not say. You have it there, Joey?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm saying.
It sounds like you think that they're in the same Parsha, and if they're in the same Parsha, then also there should be Shinu Bailin, right? V'ha'amarava, we just said before that. Okay.
When
the Gemara is assuming is the equivalent of an assay. How come the Gemara didn't think that before? The Gemara before was machalik between a straight mishenu mechuyev klum. They said, oh, but maybe he has essen. That seemed to be okay. But, you know, somebody who, you know, more focused on the ola, that's a problem. Now the Gemara is saying, on the Ola part. Anyways, what's the Gemara's answer? Hold up the final line, Joey?
Mikivala mechapra, mikufya mechapro.
Oh. So that means, so the Gemara's Gemara calf walks it back. Meaning, Essen are miskaprim mikufya, but not mikiva al yidei chatas. Is that because chatas can only be mechaper at betoras maisa veira, and that's not the main way that you get rid of an assay? Or is it because chatas's capacity to also have some ritsui hagavra is only mikufya? Everybody understand what I just said? I'm just trying to explain give two explanations why it's only mikufya. Either because chatas typically does maisa veiras and this isn't that, or because essen are not typically forgiven as maisa veiras, and here chatas only knows how to do that. I think those are two ways to explain the maskan of the Gemara. Either way, when the Gemara says that it's mikiv kufya, not mikiva, what happened to the kavachomer? Somewhat of what we're saying, of what Joey said before, which is that these are fundamentally different, and therefore, it's not in a hierarchy, quantitative hierarchy. Some of that is certainly true. Okay? So this is a fascinating, these two Gemaras, Vava Med Aleph, about Aseh D'Lachar Afrasha, and the relationship to Mispar, to numerous Averos. And the Gemara here in Zayin Med Aleph, where the Gemara is talking about Shinui Bailim and being Bas Mina, and the Gemara seems to be Mchalik between, you know, Stam, a person who says, you know, Shelo Avar Alaveira, you know, Mishena Mechuyev Klum, and the difference between Ola and whether Chatas is Mechaper Mikufya or Mikiva, you know, from an Essen. All of this is highly, highly suggestive, right, of the issues that we are talking about. Namely, so there can be basically when we step back and we look at all the evidence, and there is more, of course. Right, we could take, as we say, the approaches that we mentioned before. There are some Rishonim who will tell you that indeed the mixed evidence in Shas reflects the Machlokas of Rishonim, and that either it's a Doron and it's not Mechaper at all, and all the Kapara is all Yidei Tshuva, or the Smicha Vidui Bishas Karban, but it's not intrinsic to the Karban, and the Doron means to the exclusion of any real kapara. That's what it sounds like in Rashi and Zayin Amud Beis in Rabbah, if we didn't have the mamish and we didn't try to square it. Right? That was a view that we saw explicitly in the Moshe of Zakenim ala Torah in the beginning of Vayikra. Right? The Rosh actually says also in Nazir, the Rosh a few places, in Nazir Yud Tes Amud Aleph, and in Kinim, Perek Beis Mishnehei. The Or Zeruah says this about tshuva. The Or Zeruah has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph, Simin Kufi Beis, where he makes this suggestion also that Doron is not Kapara, and that tshuva alone is Mechaper. In Minchas Chinuch, in one place, in Ochos Tshuva, Simin Shin Samach Dalid, Sif Katan Tezayin, also has this idea. that the Ola is not mechaper at all. It might be an opportunity for kapara, but the kapara is only through tshuva. Tosas above Basra on Mem Ches Amud Aleph is very explicit about this. Okay, Zev, you have it? Zev Hurt? You have the Tosas above Basra? Mem Ches Amud Aleph? Got it, Zev? I'm not hearing you. I think you need to unmute yourself.
My bad. Okay. Yeah, which Shibur Masra?
I'll be happy, by the way, if anybody needs a tutorial in this whole Zoom thing. You know, I'm happy to... I don't see Arya. Arya here today? We should really start calling...
Yeah, I'm here.
What?
I'm here, Rebbe. Don't worry.
Okay, yeah, I'll be lost without. I lose my sense of confidence, you know, not just on the electronic part, on the learning part, too. Okay. Zev, you have it?
Yeah, Yaakov Oso.
Zev, his name, not his picture. Zev, you okay? Zev?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm watching Zev from the sidelines.
Okay, great. You're cheering him on, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yaakov Oso, Malami Shikofin Oso.
Yeah, you could, it's whatever you're comfortable. Yeah, go ahead. So what is this about, this Gemara? Zev?
I actually haven't seen it.
Oh, you seen Tosas? Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Not yet.
Okay, not yet. That's a good answer, though. Okay, so let's hear from Micha. Micha's with us. You have to get up like the crack of dawn. Micha, you with us?
Yeah, I also did not see the Gemara Basra yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I was behind.
Yeah, I don't know. No.
Okay, Michael, got it?
Yeah, it's about the same thing we spoke about earlier, about Mimashkinon,
yeah,
about being kofa. So Tosos is trying to square the evidence because here it sounds like there's no kapara, right? Because we are in Mashkinon. So Tosos says, "Lo domi lahada amar v'perek shorosh anaga harba v'chamisha chay v'chatos v'shamos in Mashkinon osan mishum v'kevan v'kapara ka'asu lo bayin mashkune v'dafka chatos v'shamos shabos alchei lo bayin mashkune shirotze shema oso chei yelo kapara v'hapa Neder and Adava, Enon Mechap.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's trying to show that, and he's going to get to the Gemara in Zvachim in the second that we just read, but for now he's trying to play up the Daron aspect of Ola. That's not Mechaper, Bechwal. Vadaka Amar, Nichale, Tehavile Kapara, so that's Mashma, it's not really Daron. Hainami Mash, Nadar, that's not even in terms of the essay itself, but rather in terms of the neder, in terms of being the kind of the neder, she'imo yishayim nidro avono yisah.
It neatly connects us back to one of our earlier topics of the year.
Right, yeah. About nedarim. Vaha, the Amar v'taris v'ohan v'zvachim v'yuma, right? So what about the explicit gemaras that sounds like the ola is mechaper, the ola mechaperes, achai v'yasei, ha'amar v'perakam v'zvachim, the ola deroni, so again, he plays up the lashon of deron, Velo mechaperes mekufia, mechaperes mekiva, lo mechaperes, and he completely rereads it.
So velo mechaperes.
Right, so it's not mechaper, and really,
mechaperes,
when it is mechaper, right, it's mekufia, not mekiva, which is what the Gemara said about chatas.
Correct. So this is Gemara. This Tosis is saying clearly that Doron, right, is mostly inconsistent with kapara. Right?
Yeah.
Now again, what remains, what Natan was going to say is that, yeah, but it's still mekufya mechaper. Maybe that's what mekufya mechaper means. Right? Natan?
Yeah.
And I'm not disagreeing, as you could tell. I'm pushing this idea. But either way, it's a great makar for telling you that Doron, you know, definitely is downplaying the Ritzi and the Kapara part. That's for sure. This is one of the stronger ones, because normally we would think, you know, that this Gavra idea is one of the purposes of Ola, and that's even Mikiva. The Pashtus, the Gemara in Yuman, and the Sifra, and all those Makoros are not talking about Mikufya. So you could still, oh, say that's how it works, Mikufya, but it definitely is a downgrading of the whole Ritsui role in all of that. Okay, so this idea of the middle, you know, view, which is that it's a Kiyum but not the Mechayev, or and it's Ritsui Agavra and not the neutralization of the Ma'isa Aveira, this, of course, is particularly, you know, it explains all the different evidence, if you want to look at it all and not say it's a Machlokas HaSugyas, which is what some of these Rishonim are saying. But in particular, as I say, the two Gemaras in Zvachim, Vava Min Aleph and Zayin Min Aleph, are particularly, I think, suggestive of this approach. First of all, the idea of La'achar HaFrasha, as we said before, works in very well with this, because the more you think that this is targeted in any way, the idea that it would be L'achar HaFrasha, even more than the idea that you'd be able to bundle and package, you know, various averos, you know, becomes an issue. That's exactly Shakavataria. I should add that the Gemara has a Havamina, and Tosis points us out on Vava Min Aleph, right, that the possibility that Ola will be Mechaper La'achar HaFrasha could go even further than that. Zeb, you say that? Even La'achar, maybe. Even La'achar Shechita. Because the Gemara here says La'achar Shechita, right, lo kami bailan. That's how far will you push this? Right? So the Gemara says that there's a difference between, even if you hold L'achar HaFrasha, but not L'achar Shechita. But if you look at Tosis, Tosis says, B'sofa sugya boi Rabbi Yirmiya filo L'achar Shechita. On Zayin Amid Aleph, the Gemara entertains, Rabbi Yirmiya entertains the possibility that Asay, right, will be Misratza al Yidei Ola, even if it's an Asay that he neglects, or a Lavanita Klase, whatever it is, even La'achar Shechita Sakorba, never mind La'achar HaFrasha. That's very shocking. Okay, so, yeah. What do we paskin La'achar HaFrasha? Yes or no? Zach.
I don't know.
That's the right answer. Right? I mean, it's hard to know.
Sure.
I mean, what is the Rambam paskin?
I didn't see it.
Like, it's shocking that he doesn't say. I assume that's what you're trying to say, right, Zach?
That's exactly it.
What?
That's exactly it.
Exactly. What about the Rishonim? Any other Rishonim? Josh?
I didn't see anyone. I only saw that the Rambam was very unclear.
You're agreeing with Zach about the Rambam?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anybody? No other Rishon in terms of how we paskin?
Taisvis.
Yeah.
Shabbos.
Tosis and Shabbos, Ayin Beis.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to that in just a minute. And of course, we had a little bit a second ago on Zayin Amid Aleph, Tosis on Zayin Amid Aleph. Right? Tosis on Zayin Amid Aleph was assuming right, that maybe. What? Michael? Yeah,
that the only question might be about Shechita, but that goes without saying that La'achar HaFrasha, that it would be able to be Mechaber.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Tosas and Shabbos that you bring up. What's the sugya and Shabbos there?
So it's talking about the Yashom, about whether you need Yediyah, Betchila, or not.
Exactly. So what do you think about that whole Gemara?
So, I mean, it's weighing Asham, whether it's like a Chatas, whether the Gemara brings up questions regarding the requirement of Yediyah for Asham with Chatas.
So what I'm saying, what's the Gemara there talks about Asham Shivcha Charufa, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And whether or not right? Amar Ula, Laman Damar Asham Vadai, Laboyidia Betchila, Bo Chamesh Bilos Beshifcha Charufa, Enachai Vlaachas, Maskev Rav Hamnuna, Elamiata Bo, Vechazar Bo, Vehifrish Korban, Vamra Hamtinuli Ad She'evol. Pretty scary stuff. Hachanami de Enochai Vlaachas? Amalei Maisa de Lachra Frosha Kamris, Maisa de Lachra Frosha, Lo Kamina. Correct?
Yeah.
Michael?
Yes.
So what's going on with all this?
It seems to be, according to this first lesson of Ula, that La'achar Frasha, for sure, that it wouldn't work. The first Asham wouldn't work for those Chiyuvim after Frasha.
So it seems like there's a debate in the Gemara between Ula and Rabbam Nuna and so on, whether or not Asham Shivcha Charufa would be effective even on Averos that took place La'achar HaFrasha. Now, is that shocking? I mean, it certainly doesn't work in Chatos.
Right. It depends how you view the Chiyuvim that the Asham is being Mechaper for.
You mean that?
More maybe reflective of the Gavra and more than, and it's beyond the Maisa Vera that the Asham is coming for.
Yeah. So let's say something about that. Again, we're not going to discuss Asham now because we're not learning Kachim. But, you know, till now we've been contrasting Chatas and Ola. And then, you know, a step further from Ola is Shlamim, right? And then we had, you know, the Haftorah. Thank you, Eitan. And some other Lashonos, right? Including the Mishnah and Erchin. And some Rishonim, including the Rash and others, you know, that even Shlamim sometimes is connected to Ritzui. Okay, but that's an outlier. Fine. Asham is right in between Chatas and Ola. Right? And all the, and most of the Makoros that we've been seeing, it's Chatas V'Asham, Chatas V'Asham, Chatas V'Asham. Right? In contrast to Ola. And the language of the Torah has certainly been Nislach and V'Chiper, those kind of Lashonos definitely relate to Asham as well. What's fascinating is, and again, you have Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Kachatas Ka'asham. Rabbi Eliezer's view, you know, all over the place, is to try to equate Asham with Chatas. In many of the protocols of Maisa Chatas should apply to Asham, etc. But at the same time, there's a different perspective about Asham out there. And that is that, for example, a Asham Shenitak L'Ri'iya, if for some reason you can't bring a Korban Asham, right, it turns into an Ola. That's just the coincidence? Or just because Ola is like the generic Korban? Or because there's also, on the one hand, a kesher between Asham and Chatas, but also a very strong kesher between Asham and Ola. Moreover, this is what Michael, I think, was just alluding to. You want to elaborate it?
Just in terms of,
here, so
it's very specific.
The kind of Chatos that Asham come for are very unusual, and there might be a pattern, namely,
like statuses, like kind of weird status.
Weird hybrids. I don't know about the weird part, but hybrids, right? Like, you know, Asham Me'ila is a combination of Gezel and you know, and Hanabakachim. right? Shavuos HaPikadon, you know, Gezel in the context of Shavua, Hashem Gzelos, you know. So it's an interesting question. We talked about this when we learned Shavuos Seder a couple of years back. Basically, you know, what, you know, Shivka Charufa, right? Almost all the cases of Asham imply, you know, that there are, that there's some complexity or some complex status, you know, at work here. Again, the language of the Torah, I always like to quote the language, you know, Yosef and his brothers, and I think the Ramban really kind of Kedarko captures it. But, you know, when the brothers, you know, are all of a sudden experiencing all these crises, so they turn to each other and they say, Aval Hashem Emanachnu, right, Alachenu, Asher Ra'inu Tzaras Nafsho, Bischanan Oileinu Velo Shamanu. Alkain, right, Ba'aleinu Hatzara Hazos. Those are the psukim in Bereshis, Mem Beis Kaf Aleph. So the Ramban is Medayik. Ramban says they didn't say Hashem Emanachnu for what we did to Yosef, right? They said Hashem Emanachnu that we ignored his pleas for mercy and that we turned a deaf ear, you know, to his tefillos. Biskanen Oleinu Velo Shamanu. That's our Hashem Emanachnu. And I think the idea is that Hashem has a kind of, also has a gavra connotation. But even more than Ola, right, Hashem, the flaw, the perceived flaw, that's why often they're hybrids, it isn't one or another, it's a combination or the in-between. It's a particular action that you did or didn't do that highlights your flaw. As opposed to Essen, where it's more of a holistic thing. Here it's related to particular actions, although it's not just the Maisa Aveira that you need to neutralize. It's also that, but it's also the persona that you need to address. Aval Hashem Emanachnu. That's why either even Asham Talui, which is almost totally Gavra-oriented, because you may not have done anything. And at the end of the day, if you know you didn't do anything, then you don't bring an Asham Talui, because there's no Maisa. But the Safek Maisa, just the fact that you're Mistapek, that you could put yourself in a situation of Safek Maisa Veira, right, that's what Asham Talui is, requires some sort of an actual Kapara. It's not a Korban Safek. It's a Chalos, right, because of the Safek, as long as there's a Safek. Anyways, why am I telling you all this? I'm just trying to explain. The Gemara here has a discussion about Asham La'achar Hafrasha. Even though it's a Davar Pashut, that there's no Chatas La'achar Hafrasha. That's clear from the Gemara in Zavachim that we read before. So the Gemara's connection to Asham shows that even Ola could be a Maisa Aveira, and yet Chatas is the exception, that it's only one, and therefore it's so specific, it's so targeted. Chatas is the exception. The fact that Ola is different just means it's like Asham, but it too can be focused on the Maisa Aveira, option number one. Or the real idea is that the reason in Asham there might be Lachar Afrasha is for the same reason that Ola is. And this, because even Asham relates to the Gavra, albeit also through the Maisa, more so than the Ola, which is pure Gavra. Everybody with me? Okay. So the 2 days in Tosis, in light of this, become very important. Michael, you were quarterbacking us, I guess. So what are the 2 days in Tosis?
About whether we learn from Asham or not. From Ola or not. And he, in that discussion, he paskins that Ola, Lachar, Frasha would be Kasher. Amidst that discussion.
I mean, there are 2 days in Tosis. One day is that the din of Ola Lachar Afrasha is Talui in the Machlokas about Asham Lachar Afrasha, correct? Now, whatever you say about Asham, you'll say about Ola and vice versa.
Right. Yeah.
You have that line? That's so, one day.
The Omer Ri, the Ravdimi Palaga the Ulam, and the Nakat Lamandam or Bayidia Mashma, of Lamanda Lo Bayidia Lo, Shemashwa Sola Frasha de la Achar Kolamaisim, the Inland Moa, Al Svar de Ravdimi, the Hachanami, Ola Mechapers Ase de Achar Frasha. Afal Gav, the Bayahi Parakam de Zvachim, the Bal Ishit, the Dakile Hashas, the Sofa Sogia, the Huya Baalmahu.
Oh.
So that's the first day that says that Ola for sure works Lachar Frasha, and that's how we know for Asham also.
Yeah. And second day?
Inami Hasan Baya Liba de Ula, the Amar Hacha, the Ain Korban Machaper, Aver de Achar Frasha, Doma Ola de Deron Himechaperes. So that's another explanation that's Davka for Ula, because he's trying to say Ravdimi disagrees and says Lachar Frasha would work, the Korban.
Even it up. So that the second day basically is that Asham and Ola are the same.
Mm-hmm.
And the first day is saying, even if you hold an Asham, that it's not Lachar Afrasha, but an Ola it will be.
Yeah.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So what emerges from Tosis is two things. Number one, two deus, whether we're poshate, that even though the Gemara in Zvachim doesn't seem to be poshate, is that Dechuya Bialma? But the Maskana clearly is that we are applying the din of Ola Lachar Afrasha. That's 2 days in Tosas, or it's a machlokas, and not clear how we paskin. And the other issue is whether or not Asham and Ola are the same, or everybody agrees that Ola's Lachar Afrasha, even though there's a machlokas about Asham Lachar Afrasha, which of course makes a great deal of sense, given what we just said about Asham being something in between Chatas and Ola in terms of its character. Okay, everybody with me on that? Yes? Okay, great. So let's now talk about, and again, there's so much more to talk about Asha, but we're not going to do that because that's not. So now what about the Rambam? So we've already established that the Rambam in general has a complex view. I think we've seen that already. We saw that even though in Hilchos Tshuva, he omits the role of Ola, even though he has it right in the beginning, he even switches the order of the Mishnah on Peheim and Beis. So his omission is even more striking than the Mishnah's omission in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva. Maaser Karbanos Gimel Yedal Tesvav, though, especially the contrast to Shlamim, Yerali, seems to establish that the Rambam thinks that there is an intrinsic connection between Ola and Kapara Sase. On the other hand, he doesn't paskin explicitly one way or another the question of Ase Lachra Frasha. He explicitly ignores the Gemara in Zvachim. That's amazing. How could the Rambam just ignore that whole Gemara? I think likely he ignores it because he thinks that implicitly it's obvious based on the way that Ola's Mechaper or Meratz on Essen. I think it's just obvious that just as it works on Mispar, on numerous outstanding Essen, so too it's going to work La'achar Frasha. And I think this works in, again, with Sefer Mitzvos, and all the other things that we have discussed. Again, just to contrast the Rambam and Maaser Karbanos Paragimel for a second, the Michas Chinuch in Kuf Tezvav Dalid says, let's say you know about somebody or the person knows about himself that he has no Averos, even Essen. So then maybe even when he brings an Ola, he should sing Shira like he does for the Shlamim. Now, Zmichas Chinuch thinks you can extend the Yerali of the Rambam if you know that you're good to go. And I'm not so sure that the Rambam would agree with that. I doubt that the Rambam would agree with that. Okay. Anyways, as we have to stop in a minute, I just want to finish up these Rambams very quickly. So what about the Rambam's view of the Sugya on Zion Amud Aleph? Eitan? in the sugya of, you know, bas mina. Ramam zich psul eutashin? Eitan?
Yeah, which Eitan? Me?
What? Oh.
Which Eitan?
I don't see Eitan Sokolov. Is he here? Could be not everybody's on my screen. I meant Eitan. We can share. Oh, we have Eitan Kaiga. Okay, well, we'll share. I'm willing to accept that idea. But we'll start with you, Eitan. So what's the story?
I'm getting it. One sec.
What's striking about it, or interesting about it, or?
Pesulim Mekdashim Perek Teslav.
What?
Teslav. Pesulim Mekdashim. Okay. Shachta l'shem meis k'sheira lo asa lebailim shein kapara lemeisim.
Okay. Next.
Keep going. Shachta l'shem yishein amechuyav karban klal lo chatas v'lo olav lo shar karbanos hareze psula.
Anything to say about that?
Yeah, it's fascinating. The fact that he's linking Ola and Chatas, and then afterwards says Shar Kobanos, it doesn't work. All of them are Psula.
He gives a different reason than the Gemara.
Yeah.
Shar Kol Hashem Yishen Mechuyav Karban Klal. Lo Chatas Velo Ola. Right?
Hello, Shar Karbanos, yeah.
Hello, Shar Karbanos. It's Psula Shema Mechuyav Eina Yodeya. The Gemara didn't say that. Right?
Yeah.
The Gemara actually said what? Eina Chadam, what was the language of the Gemara?
Yeah, Amar Eina Chadam She'ena Mechayav Ba'ase. Or something like that.
Yeah, something like that, right? Eina Chadam Yisrael She'ena Mechuyav Ba'ase. Right? Ram has a different reason. Maybe he's Mechuyav and he just doesn't know it.
Yeah.
So that's enough of a tziruf. It's also a chiddush that that's enough of a tziruf. But what's he seems to be avoiding connecting chatas with esed. Correct?
Yeah.
What else? What else is fascinating? Halacha Yadalid.
Ola sheshachta misha'enu Mechuyav korban klal lo al salibaylim. Sharei shachta shalo l'shem ba'aleha. So we spoke about in the context of the Gemara over there, like the two issues, a Gemara and Zion about Aleph, about l'shem specific ba'alim and also l'shem, the karban itself.
So this is a case in the Gemara or not?
No.
The Rambam has a new case. Meaning the old case, he reformulated. He gave a totally different reason. It doesn't appear in our text. As for the, as we'll see, when he does quote the Gemara, he quotes it in a totally different case. Ola sheshachta al mi she'ena mechuyav karban klal. That's not a case on the Gemara. Right?
Yeah.
And again, it's legabe ritsui as opposed to psul, because we're talking about an Ola, not a Chatas and a Pesach. That's fine. But the case itself just doesn't appear in the Talmud Bavli at all.
Yeah.
It's a new case. But the new case, Ola Sheshachta Mishen Mechuyav Karban Klal, the Ola Lebailim, meaning it's considered a Shinui Bailim, Sharei Shachta Shalol Lashem Baleha. Afal Pi, go ahead, Shazeh.
Sheshachta Lishmo. Ena Mechuyav Klum, Pinyano. Yevshar shlo yechayv kapara l'shamayim shein lecha adam b'Yisrael shlo avar me'olam amitzos aseh.
So with the reasoning of the Gemara about why misha shachat chatos, right, l'shem misha eino chayv klum, is considered shinulim, Rambam ignores that. He says, well, maybe you just don't read it, and there's somebody out there presumably who's chayv chatos. Right? And you just don't know. Maybe is Chayv Chatas. Maybe. Right?
Yeah.
Instead, he took what the Gemara says and he applies it
to a new case.
Ola, or to a new case. And not only that, there's an extra word.
Shamayim.
and she'en lach adam Yisrael shelo avar me'olam.
Yeah.
Al mitzvah saseh. Me'olam? And let's say he brought in korban olah for that already. Right?
Yeah.
So it's hard to know exactly what's going on. What else is missing in the Rambam? What other point?
The Gemara said, Hashem.
Katos, Eitan, Kasevitz? Is Eitan Sokolov with us or not? I'm trying to get all the Eitans in. Eitan? What else is missing in the Rambam?
Hafrasha?
No. Well, yeah, that we said already, 100%. Doesn't mention that either. But
maybe just the does he mention the basic case about chatas for
Esther.
Someone who's
sorry, is chatas mechaper mikufya on mitzvah saseh? The Gemara said yes.
Right, I also mentioned that.
Right, mama mitzvah. In the Rambam, there's no evidence that chatas is mechaper mikufya on mitzvah saseh. Now, again, the Gemara needed it because it used the mitzvah saseh thing to explain why chatas is considered to be, why chatas l'shem yisheino, you know, chayiv klum, is considered yishinui bayilin. Right? But it's an explicit Gemara. Rambam dropped it. So he omits kaparas chatas on es and mikufya. He gives a different explanation for chatas. He has a new case, right, of shinui bailim and ola, and there he speaks kapara, bechlal and me'olam. So I think, again, the Rambam is l'shitaso. I mean, how he worked out in the Gemara is a different question, but based on the global evidence, I think the Rambam was saying, listen, the evidence is that Ola is Meratze, but not Mechaper. And that it's Ritzui Agavra, right? Not Kaparas Maisa Avera. So from that point of view, you know, it's not, Chatas is not Mechaper Mikufya. Or if it is, it's just trivial. More is that it's not Mechaper Mikufya. Maybe it's not Mechaper Mikufya at all. Or if it is, it's not relevant. It's not important. It doesn't register. Hi, so how can the Bishinui Bailim, in a case of Chatas, L'shem Mishenu Mechuyiv Korban Klal, that's a halacha in the Gemara. The answer is it must be a different reason. And that is that, you know, you may think that, but, you know, you don't know that for sure, that the person who you said Ruvain, you said Shimon, whatever it is. You know, you don't know. As long as it's a safek, he's not, you know, it's mitzuref. It's still considered shini. It's a chiddush a little bit in what constitutes bas mina, right, bimina makriv in shini bailim. But the way the Ram read the Gemara is, if you did it l'shem misha mechuyav asei, probably wouldn't help you, because it's not mechaper mikufya. Or if it is, it's only mikufya. And these are just totally opposite, or different at least, mechanisms. But for the same reason, it becomes relevant to Ola, right? And in Ola, the important point isn't just the outstanding Ritzui Agavra now. It's that when you're looking at B'mina Makriv, Shalom B'mina Loma Makriv, when it comes to Ola, right? Even Me'olam is relevant. In L'chadam Shalavar Al Ase Me'olam. So even if right now this guy doesn't need Ritzui Agavra, but it's not like he's not in the Parsha, you would never say such a thing about Chatas, because once you neutralize the Ma'is Avera, you neutralize the Ma'is Avera. But when you neutralize somebody's Ritzui Agavra, it's almost like Moshe Lamad Avredome Yom Kippur. Right? On Yom Kippur, you keep doing Vidui, why we paskins, machlokas in the Gemara, right? We paskin, the Rambam paskins, that You continue saying vidui on Yom Kippur on chataim of previous years. Like, why would you do that? But the, in general, there's a lot of evidence. Maybe we'll speak about this a little bit tomorrow. There's a lot of evidence that you know, the nature of kapara and Yom Kippur ritsui oriented. Of course, it's also about neutralizing ma'is averos. If you're not going to neutralize your ma'is averos, then Yom Kippur is not going to help you. But it goes beyond that. It's the time of Kulo Lashem, right? I've said in the past, I think I said it even when we introduced this topic, that Ola is like the bedrock, you know, foundation. It's the default korban, like it's the you know, korban around which everything else revolves. You bring it from. It's imola korbano min habakar. You know, that's like just understood. So in the world of korban, Yom Kippur is a day of Kula Lashem, right? It's kind of like the Ola kind of day, frankly. And therefore, a lot of the, even though you have to neutralize your past averos, because if you don't, it's hypocritical, they become more acute and significant. But in addition to, you know, neutralizing them as discrete mice averos, right? Part of the avoda on Yom Kippur is a gavra avoda. So that's why we say that the vidui of previous years gets repeated on Yom Kippur. Like, why would that be? You'd never say that about, you know, korban chatas, you know, and so on, because it's all discrete. Lekula and lechomra. But for the same reason, I think the Rambam says this, has this line, Yefshar sholiyah chayv kapar lishamayim is a great line, right? But he brought his Ola at some point, Me'olam. But to be Mugda, to be defined as Bas Mina, Bimina Machriv, you know, from an Ola point of view is different than from a Chatos point of view. So I think that the Rambam is totally Lashitaso, you know, in both what he omits, what he changes, and what he projects. Somebody had a question?
Yeah, I had a quick question.
Sure.
The Rambam in Maisa Korbanos seems to, we spoke about how he equates or includes Ola in the list of Asham and Chatas, and then in Halacha Tesvav there, he says, Ketza Misvada, Omer Chatasi, Avisi, Pashasi, Vasisi Kach Vakach, V'chazarti V'tshuva Lefanecha V'zoka Parasi. So, right. What seems to be clear is that at least Ola. So are we saying there within the Rambam that Ola has the ability to be a targeted type of korban, or that it also has the characteristics to do that? So then how would he, meaning like, is that in contradiction with what we're saying, that like it's this middle approach that is not at all targeted?
I think so, because I think the vidui is still an opportunity to do tshuva on all sorts of different things. Just like, I'll take a book from Yom, take a page from the Yom Kippur, but when the Rambam says, you know, Chatasi Avisi Pashati, so the Minchas Chinuch famously asks, you know, and others as well, like, why Chatasi Avisi and Pashati? It should depend on what he really, you know, has on his plate. Right? It's similar to, again, what we've spoken about a lot in the past also, you know, the vidui, the alchets, right? So could you target your list of alchets, you know, according to the ones that you've really done? Presumably, you get out of shul, you have a much bigger break on Yom Kippur, right? Could be makabel pnei rabcha, you know, be Yom Kippur even if you want, I don't know, and go check your fields, like the Gemara says, and get out so much earlier. Or maybe for some people, you'd have to stay longer. I don't know. But like, it's a very long list. Surely not everything on the list applies to each person. Similar problem. right? But I think that the answer is that these viduyim, and that's what I would say about the Ola too. Not that the Ola works that way, but it's also, meaning we're trying to prove in the Rambam as opposed to Shlamim, that it's not just an opportunity to do the tshuva that has nothing to do with this karba. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the language can't also go beyond the way that Ola actually is meratzeh. And therefore, you know, just like you say, chatasi avisi pashati, even though maybe all you have is chataim or all you have is pshayim, but you say them all anyway, or you say al chait, you know, for all of them, because it's also reckoning. It's a way of doing, it's also kind of an accounting measure, you know. It's a way of thinking like, you know, have I covered all my bases? But even more than that, especially in light of the Rambam, that, you know, you're going to say vidui on things that you've done in the past or here. So it could be even on my saveras that you did in the past. It doesn't have to be essen that you did in the past. Well, the Rambam here speaks about essen, but that's how I would say. Not that the ritsui works differently, but that it's still, because it's ritsui, there's also an opportunity, you know, to kind of do accounting and introspection and so on at the same time. Okay, that's mostly, I'm just going to finish up maybe tomorrow for a couple of minutes just to finish up a couple of points, because I want to start on Tuesday. I want to do Khalife Suriana. And did you all receive the Marmakom? I know Avram sent out, right? Marmakom was for Vav to Zayin Amud Beis. We'll try to go through that quickly also, because there are really so many good topics left. So, okay, we'll stop here. I'll just make a few comments about Ola tomorrow also, just quickly, hopefully. We'll try to get into some other topic if we can as well. But priority, I want to finish up Ola because I don't want it to linger on. So that Tuesday we can start directly. So tomorrow's 2 o'clock. We don't need, I guess, Mincha. So we'll do for 2. Is that good?